by the Idumeans. The Idumeans are not to be confused with the Edomim. Edom is Esav. This is not Esav. This is the Idumeans, who were a large, fierce, warlike tribe. And when we discuss the Hashmonaim in a few weeks, you'll see that the Idumeans eventually were converted and all became Jews, much to the displeasure of Chazal. And they lived to the south. So the Jews at the time of Ezra and Nehemiah and Shivat Zion, when they came back, lived in a small little pocket around Jerusalem, 25 miles in either direction, in any direction, and you can see that it is not a country, right? I mean, it's not a defensible country. It has no borders that are defensible. It has no economy. It has no natural resources, and it is surrounded by enemies. That will only make it more impressive, the fact that the Jews were able to develop the Second Commonwealth and to build it into a great and viable state. But this is how they started out. All right, now, I mentioned to you last time, in passing, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the men of the Great Assembly, that Ezra and Nehemiah organized a group of leaders, scholars, leaders, the great men of Israel, into a legislative and executive body who were called the men of the Great Assembly, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. I mentioned to you that that's where the modern Israeli Knesset takes its name, and that the number of members in the Knesset, 120, are the numbers that originally were the 120 members of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. So the third commonwealth, so to speak, the State of Israel as we have it today, is to some extent they attempted to pattern it after the legislative institution of the second commonwealth, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. However, in terms of personnel and other matters, they're not quite comparable. Now, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the Gemara tells us, was comprised of 120 people, of whom some were prophets, the prophets Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, and included also Mordechai, and Ezra, and Nehemiah, Zerubbabel, Yehoshua, who was the high priest, and that was the body of 120 men. I also mentioned to you last week that, according to Rabbi Reuven Margolius and other scholars, the 120 men, if one of them died, he was not replaced. In other words, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was a victim of attrition. And that the last living member of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was the great high priest of Israel, the Kohen Gadol, who was named Shimon HaTzadik. He was the last one that survived out of the original 120. When he died, the period of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah ended. And apparently the period of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah stretched for about 50 to 60 years. He was a young man when he was appointed, and he was an old man when he died. According to the Gemara, it's mashma that he was over 100 years old when he passed away. And he lived to see Alexander the Great, etc., as we'll see in the continuation here. Now, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah formulated certain basic decisions which have shaped the Jewish people till today, and Judaism till today. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah is really our source of tradition all the way back to Moses, because the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah took and used all of the tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu till its day. It codified it, it incorporated it, it edited it. I'll give you examples right now. The first great thing the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah did is it decided which books would be included in the Bible, which books would comprise the Sifrei HaKodesh. The Gemara counts for us